And Athens moving back up to the line of scrimmage. And on second down from the shotgun, here's Zarnke. Got a back right to his left. Loggers looking to blitz. They're going to blitz Seidenbender. It's a handoff up the middle and picking up the first down, plus maybe about three more, was running back number 13. And that's Pacell, Evan Pacell. Going to be a first down for Athens. Athens showing their versatility, exactly what I expected seeing their game last year. Always a scrappy, fast team. And they step up to the line of scrimmage from the Loggers' 42-yard line. And from the shotgun, Loggers almost jumped. They held back at the handoff. Left side, trying to get around the corner, and they do, and getting close to a first down. So they're having their way running the football here right now. I believe he picked up the first down. It's going to be a 10-yard run. All right, first down here for Athens.
Even though we don't have Aaron on offense, he is playing defense.
Yeah, he is out there on defense. And we missed Aaron on defense in that last game, and you could really see it. Aaron, one of those kids that, I mean, he can physically dominate a game at any position. And you see him here on the left side playing defensive end. Here's Athens from the shotgun back to their left. And it's going to be handoff right side up the middle and making some moves and picking up about 8 yards again on that run. Athens starting this game off hot, making it all the way down to the 22-yard line. 11 minutes, 10 seconds to go here. All Athens in this first minute of this game. And Athens in the huddle. Loggers got to regroup here. And again, missing Pishka in the middle is a big deal here. Loggers got to get some penetration. Sawyer not in this game as well. And it's going to be a run play off to the left side. And Zarnke gets away from everyone. Picks up a couple yards. And actually, that was a second and one. So he picked up the first down on this play. All right, so that was a run of about 2 yards picking up that first down. 10:41 to go. 0-0. This game just underway. First and 10 here for Athens from, are they at the 20-yard line, Nate?
Yep.
Right at the 20-yard line. All right, clock is ticking here. Athens up to the line of scrimmage. Zarnke all alone in the shotgun. He's got two backs to his right. And there's a flag. Quarterback's going to go right side. Gets around the corner for the touchdown. A penalty on the play. I think it's going to come back, but it is a touchdown as of now. And a nice play. They fake everything left side. A nice play fake from Zarnke. And he got around the corner here on the right side, ran in for the touchdown. I think it's going to get moved back. Yeah, false start on Athens. Going to move it back, make it a first and 15. So I like the play calling here from Athens to start out. Very exciting. A little bit of everything they're able to do here. And Logger's going to have to find a way to make a stop. Something they weren't able to do at all in the last game.
Yeah.
And even the end of that game against Rosholt. So there's a lot of consecutive drives of scores here. The Loggers got to make a stand here soon. All right, 10 minutes to go here in this first quarter now. Here's Zarnke from the shotgun. He rolls back. He's looking to pass. Throws this one into the end zone. And nobody there. And nice defense there from the Loggers. And it looked like Wade Vetter, one of the guys breaking up that play. Wade Vetter. The athletic sophomore. He's had a great season. And that's going to bring up a second and 15, I believe, Nate. All right, Athens. From the shotgun again here. Two backs to the right. This is the play where they faked everything to the left. Quarterback snuck to the right. Got to pay attention here. And it looks like the same play. And did I see a flag? They hand it off this time. Maybe pick up about 4 yards. I don't think there was a flag on the field there. Just a pickup of about 4 yards. Going to bring up a third and 11. And last time they faked the handoff on that one, went right side. This time they let it go left. And third and 11, something the Loggers liking to see here. They got to make a big play here. Two down territory, I'm guessing, though, anyways, Nate, right?
Ooh, she's warm up here today, I'll tell you that.
It is. Who thought it was going to be 80 degrees here in October, right. Nate? All right, here's Athens. The line of scrimmage from the shotgun. Two backs in the backfield. And it's going to be, I believe, a run up the left side and picking up some yardage there. Still on his feet. I think he got a first down. And it was nice run there from Athens. Bulldogging their way on that left side. And the loggers, or the Athens runs a lot of deception.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of fakes. Looks like it's going to the right. They run it to the left. And a nice pickup right there. First and goal here now for Athens. Looks like they're at about the 7-yard line. Hard to tell with those lines out there. I don't know who painted those lines out there, Nate, but from about the 30-yard line in.
Looks like they did it with a can of spray paint.
Someone, but looks like they used spray paint down there. We'll have to ask Egerbrecht what's going on with that. All right, here we go. Handoff up the middle it goes, and they got him wrapped up. No, he gets in for the touchdown. So Athens gets on the board first. It's 6-0. 8 minutes, 25 seconds to go here in this first quarter. Athens runs it right down the field. And you can see the missing of Sawyer Kutchaba out there along with Derek Pishka. And they're going to go for the two-point conversion here. Is what it looks like. I'm guessing that's what they're going to do. Assuming, right?
Assuming.
We haven't seen a lot of extra points from the kickoff. Where was it that we seen that? Was that Oakfield?
Oakfield, yeah.
Yeah, down in Oakfield. It was there. They were kicking extra points. They were doing field goals. They did whatever they wanted to, really, in that game. All right, here. The two-point conversion. And was that a delay of game penalty they're going to call? Or a timeout? Looks like Athens calls a timeout there. So with 8:25 to go here, Athens looking to go for the two-point conversion. They're going to call the timeout and go over. Didn't like what they've seen here. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
Think the Indy Auto and Tire Center in Park Falls just does oil changes? Think again. They're a full-service auto repair team with ASC-certified technicians ready to keep your vehicle in top shape. Like a winning sports team, they bring skill, trust, and hustle every day. Enjoy a 24-month, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty, new lower oil change prices, and rewards. Buy five oil changes, get the six free. Tire perks include free mounting and balancing, lifetime rotations, and discounted repairs. Ask about their spring maintenance special for just $79.99, plus 24-hour towing.
Welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken in here along with Nathan Podwelt in Phillips, Wisconsin. We're at Logger Camp, and Athens about to go for the two-point conversion here in just a moment. And they ran right down the field, scored a touchdown, 8:25 to go here in this first quarter. And the Athens Blue Jays going for a two-point conversion. I seen a kid throw a football over there, and I thought it was a flag. It was right behind the referee. And here they go. It's going to be a pitch to the left side and easy going in for the two-point conversion.
Not even touched.
8-0. Athens leading this ball game here. It's going to be the Loggers' turn in just a moment. And we are going to send it back one more time here to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
Doctors Leeson, Pinsel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign, implants, root canals, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art equipment and technology. They accept Care Credit VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North, Park Falls, on Oak Street in Woodruff, and in Manitouish Waters. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
And welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken and along with Nathan Pottle up here. We are in Phillips, Wisconsin at Logger Camp, and it's an 8-0 lead here for the Athens Blue Jays. Athens coming out of the gates. Ran the ball right down the throat of the Loggers, scored that touchdown, and now they're going to be kicking off. Last game, we had some issues on kickoffs with not falling on the ball. We're going to see what Athens does. Do they kick it deep? And as it looks like that J.J. playing way back. Loggers, I see they got their pink socks on. It's homecoming here tonight at Logger Camp, and it's going to be a pooch kick up the middle, and the Loggers got to get on top of it, and they do. And it was one of those balls that was kind of bouncing over and around to everybody. Loggers fall on it at about, looks like about right around the 30-yard line, maybe the 31-yard line. So first and 10 coming up for the Loggers, working from right to left here. 8 minutes, 23 seconds to go here in the first quarter. And we got JJ at the spin back. Got Wade Vedder to his left. A'Ron's in there at the running back spot. JJ, he's going to keep that one and picking up about 4 yards. Ran a lot there. And picking up about four. Going to be a second and six, we'll call it. But you see Delasky in the backfield there. And maybe able to use him as a lead blocker. So I like it. Wasn't counting on him playing here in on offense. Give A'Ron a club. I mean,
yeah.
I'll take A'Ron.
It's like having a fullback out
there. I'll take A'Ron with no left arm. Maybe no left knee. All right, here's JJ. All alone, he's going to go left side, looking to follow his blockers. Makes a move. Oh, he had one guy to beat. They wrapped him up, but I think he got to the first down. He did. Picked it up there. I like that run there. It's that one line of defense that you got to get past. And with JJ, with A'Ron, with Wade Vedder, they can go the distance with it. 7:33 to go here. I feel a counterplay coming up at some point with Wade. 7.5 minutes to go here. It's 8-0. Athens leading. Loggers with a 1st and 10 here. Here's A'Ron in motion to the right. JJ, going to be a counter to Wade. That's what we talked about. Cuts back in after he gets out there. Gets the first down. And more still going. And drug down all the way at the 30-yard line. Wade Vedder. That counter, you could feel it coming. JJ ran it a couple times up the middle. And Vedder. Doing
first down,
doing what that first play or that counter does. Over the years, we've seen the Loggers run it so well. And big play there for the Loggers. So here's a 1st and 10 from the 30. Here's JJ from the shotgun. He's got it. Going to keep it himself up the middle. He goes and wrapped up, but he picks up about 6 yards, I think, on that play. A nice, safe play. JJ in on a lot of plays here tonight. Yep. He's gotten worked into this football atmosphere here his first year back since middle school and learning all these plays and terminology and everything. Doing a really good job with it. Today he's getting more of a load than he's used to. And here we go. From the shotgun, he's got Delasky to his left. That's a nice guy to have on your left. And JJ's going to keep it. No, it's going to be a counter up the middle. That's better again. He gets close to the first down. I think he's about a yard short. I think we're going to get a 3rd and 1 from about the 22. Looks like they got to get about to the, looks like about the 21-yard line it's at. And it's going to be a 3rd and 1, 21 yards to go here to get a touchdown and tie this ball game up or try to. And you got JJ here from the shotgun. And he's going to go left side, looking for a corner. Hops over a guy, cuts back inside, and in for the touchdown he goes. JJ makes a move at the sideline, cuts it back in he goes. And it's 6-8-6, Loggers. Nice run there from JJ. I like that play right there. Follow the blockers, find that hole, and hit it hard. He did that. 8-6. Loggers looking to tie this game up with a two-point conversion. Someone's going to have to make a stop in this game.
That's what it's going to come down to, isn't there, a turnover.
All right, we got Delasky split out wide right. JJ, he's going to keep it, looking to follow Seidenbender. Cuts back inside, he's hit hard. I don't think he's going to get it. He isn't. And pushed out of bounds, and two-point conversion, no good, but the Loggers look good on that drive. We'll take that. 5:49 to go here in this first quarter. It's 8-6. Athens Blue Jays leading the Phillips Loggers. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved, and the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
And welcome back, everybody. Jeff Hakenin and Nathan Podwell here in Phillips, Wisconsin. We got the Athens Blue Jays in town here taking on the Loggers. 5:49 to go here in this first quarter. And it is an 8-6 lead for the Athens Blue Jays. The Loggers failing to convert on the two-point conversion. and they're going to kick off here. I think it's Kenny Drexler kicking off. And the Blue Jays look set after, or Blue Loggers likely to kick the pooch kick here. There you do. It goes 10 yards. Athens falls on it. And right at midfield, Athens is going to start with the ball. So the ball a little too much on this side here.
That's your kicker, Caden.
Oh, Caden's out there kicking on that one. Okay, all right. I think the first one was Kenny. I could be wrong. Caden Borgen, the freshman, out there kicking. And he's going to be a really good quarterback, Caden Borgen, coming up just a freshman. He's got all the technique and skills. He's a year away from watching him. And here's Athens from the shotgun. Got it back to his right. And are they going to call another timeout? And must have. Someone called a timeout. And who called it? I believe it was Athens. Loggers called it. So timeout from the Loggers there. And here again, we're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
Your team at Woodruff Appliance and TV has experienced, knowledgeable professionals that will help you choose the best appliances, furniture, mattresses, and electronics. That sets them high above the competition for any budget. And they're an authorized dealer for great brands like Amana, KitchenAid, Bosch, GE, Whirlpool, and LG. Choose the best today from a company that is locally family-owned and has been around since 1939. Woodruff Appliance and TV, Highway 47 in Woodruff.
And welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken and Nathan Podwell's here at Logger Camp. It is the Phillips Loggers. They're down 8-6 to the Athens Blue Jays, who have the ball. And he's going to be a run left side and picking up some good yardage there. Looks like about an 8-yard run, dragging defenders. And Athens, big 8-yard run up that left side. Going to bring up second and 2 from the 42-yard line. And the Blue Jays, they're going to keep running until the Loggers able to stop them. So far, unable. Really seeing the absence of Slayer Kuchiba. And someone's got to step up here along with Derek Pishka, who's gone here tonight. And from under center, the quarterback this time. And he's going to hand it off up the middle. And it looks like he's got enough for the first down. He does, by about a yard where they're going to spot him. And it's going to be a first and 10 now for Athens from about the 38-yard line. 38 yards to go for Athens. 5 minutes to go in this first quarter. It's 8-6. I sent my daughter to go get us some waters and stuff. She definitely forgot about us. She's here over there eating popcorn with her friends. That's all right. All right, here we go. First and 10 for Athens from the shotgun. And going to hand it up left side. Wrapped up for no gain. There's big play there from the Loggers. They really needed that. And wrapped up and taken back. Wade Vetter in on that play. Along with, I think, McCoy Delasky in there.
Yeah.
And 4:25 to go here now. Athens with a second and, let's say second eight-ish. Second nine. And up to the line of scrimmage they go. Athens from the shotgun. Got two backs to the left side. Is a snap and going to keep it and go left side and making a move and breaking a tackle and getting the first down before he's thrown down and picking up about 15 yards there. So a missed tackle there on that one on that left side and leads to another first down. Loggers unable to stop this Athens attack. Hey, we knew this Athens team was really good. They always got athletic players. There's always athletes down in Athens. And playing in some games that, you know, if we're playing a even first half with Flambeau, before Flambeau pulled away, here is the run up the middle, goes for very minimal. Maybe Callan Chuzzle's in on that. McCoy Delasky again. And it's going to be a second eight again here. Loggers got to find a way to shut down the corners. And Athens has been able to run the ball up the middle, run it up the middle, and then hit one of those corners. Got to watch out for everything. Easier said than done here. Athens up to the line of scrimmage from about the 22-yard line. Second and eight it is. And it's going to be a fake, and the quarterback's going to keep it, but unable to get anywhere and wrapping them up by their feet. I think that was Kyle Seidenbender. I'm not sure. I believe it was. It was Kyle.
It was Kyle, yep.
Kyle's been in on a couple plays here. And wrapped him up from the ankles there. It was a really nice play. It was one of those spin back plays where he fake handed it off to two different running backs before keeping it himself up the middle. He went. It's a really deceptive offense that Athens runs. And up to the line of scrimmage they go from the shotgun. Everyone packed in tight. Looks like they're back to pass. I think he's waiting for something to open. It does. He makes a move wrapped up by Seidenbender. And I think keeping him from a first down. Am I wrong? Maybe he got the first down. He got the first down. Kyle Seidenbender saving a touchdown. And that was just a pass attempt there. Well, I don't even think he planned on passing anyone. Waiting for guys to get downfield and then make a play. 2.5 minutes to go here in this first quarter. It's 8-6. Athens leading the Loggers, and they're driving down to the 11-yard line. They can still pick up a first down at the one.
Can't stop them on third down.
Yeah, third downs have been trouble here from the shotgun. It's going to be a pitch right side, trying to get the corner. I do see a flag, and he's tackled at about the one. I think it's going to come back, though. Nice play, nice efforts from Athens.
Tackled by Wade Vetter.
Tackled by Wade Vetter.
It's coming back.
I think we got Big G coming up here at halftime. He's got something going on. He's probably going to want to talk online. Big G probably got a story to tell.
Probably go get a hamburger.
Yeah, that'll be good timing. Go get a hamburger. I'd take a hamburger, too. All right, 2 minutes to go here.
Usually we're drinking hot chocolate, the lemonade today.
And it's going to be a first and 20. They can pick up a first down at the one. What was the penalty on that one?
Holding.
It was a holding. Just took him back. Took him back 10 yards on the holding call. So they're backed up all the way to the 20 here from the shotgun. And it's going to be handoff on this right side, making a move and still getting the corner somehow. What a play. Nice run before he's tackled out of bounds at about the 10, going to bring up a second and 11. Nice play there from the running back. Ran it to the inside and ended up still getting it to the outside corner and picking up about 9 yards. Loggers got to get some penetration. I don't know, Nate, if it's something they can do on the play call, if they can blitz things differently, get lucky somehow. Without Sawyer, not easy to blitz anything. And here we go, two backs in the backfield. And quarterback going to give it up the middle and making some moves, picking up some yardage. I can't tell how many. I'm guessing a few. Going to get up to about the 7-yard line, Nate. Minute 22 to go here in this first quarter. It's 8-6. Athens leading. A big third down here. Loggers have not been able to stop Athens on third down yet. They're at about the 13-yard line. Or 7-yard line, I'm sorry. Third and 7. From the 7, 7.5-yard line. From the shotgun, and it's going to be a run left side, I believe. Yeah, it was. He's wrapped up, and a nice tackle. I don't know if that was Ben Vernig. It looked like a Ben Vernig tackle. And a stop, nonetheless, there from the Loggers. I think that was Wade Vetter. So Wade Vetter making a nice tackle.
Fourth and four, huh?
Fourth and four coming up here. Basically fourth and goal.
Yeah, basically, isn't it?
I think you can pick up a first down at the half-yard line. 26 seconds to go here. They're going to have to get a playoff before the end of this first quarter. Here they are from the shotgun. And the quarterback going to pitch it left side, cuts back inside, and looks like the Loggers, do they stop him? They gave him a touchdown. He's not even in there, was he?
He reached the ball over at the last second.
Oh. So it's touchdown there from the Logger, from Athens. I thought they had him stopped there. Referee, I'll give it to him, has got a better angle than we do from here. You know how I love to give them the benefit of the doubt, right, Nate?
Could have went either way.
I seen him reach out on that one, though, so I think that's probably what he's talking about. What a nice run there. A nice attempt at a tackle and haul him backwards. Not enough. It's 14-6, Athens leading. And here at Athens, from under center, back goes left side. It's a pitch to him, left side, trying to get to the corner. He's tackled. Nice tackle on that left side. That looked like a Ben Vernick tackle. And that was Wade Vetter again, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Wade Vetter really stepping it up this season. The sophomore making athletic play after athletic play. And there's going to be about 9 seconds to go here. It's a 14-6 lead. Loggers with a big two-point conversion stop on that one. And we're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back, everybody. Jeff Haken and Nathan Podwell's here at Logger Camp in Phillips, Wisconsin. We're at the end of the first quarter here. There's 9 seconds to go. It's a 14-6 lead for the Athens Blue Jays over the Phillips Loggers. Athens running the ball at will here early on. And they're going to pooch this one up high. The Loggers fall on it, and they're going to start at about their own 37-yard line, right?
Yep. 9 seconds to go here in this first quarter.
Yeah, 9 seconds to go here, Nate. And it's been an exciting first quarter, nonetheless. And this running attack by Athens, you're seeing, you know, Sawyer Kuchiba, Derek Pishka not in this game really affects us here right now. Loggers are going to have to keep in touch from the offense and keep, you know, things rolling. Try to keep up with this attack here. Here we got J.J. It's so nice to see Aaron there in as a blocker anyways. J.J. from the shotgun, and he's going to keep it himself. Goes right side, trying to get the corner. Picks up some good yardage. Looks like he steps out of bounds. Where are they going to call it out? Oh, he stepped away at the 41, so about a 4-yard run.
Oh,
I thought he picked up about 6 on that one.
I was going to say 8.
The same crew that was here last time, Nate. Playgate. 4 seconds to go here. First quarter. And it's been a nice game here. Not too many flags. They've been letting them play here. You like that. Win or lose. Let the boys play. It's happening. And one more play to go here in this first quarter. And I don't think that's J.J. from the shotgun, is it?
No.
No. That's Caden Borgen. He's going to throw on left side.
J.J.
To J.J. Oh, and J.J. just out of his hands. A beautiful throw from Caden. J.J. couldn't hold on to it. Would have been a nice pass and catch.
Sorry, viewers.
And that's the end of the first quarter. Here, 14-6. Athens leading the Loggers here. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 1 minute timeout.
Attention deer hunters. Bader Sports Center in Phillips is your go-to shop for everything you need to bring that buck in this fall. They've got products from Wildlife Research that will help eliminate human scent from your clothing and your equipment, including laundry detergents, dryer sheets, soaps, deodorants, shampoos, and even field wipes. Get that big buck in just a little closer with lures and scents from Black Widow, Hodag Lures, and Wildlife Research. A successful hunt begins with a stop at Bader Sports Center on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Think the Indiana Tire Center in Park Falls just does oil changes? Think again. They're a full-service auto repair team with ASE-certified technicians ready to keep your vehicle in top shape. Like a winning sports team, they bring skill, trust, and hustle every day. Enjoy a 24-month, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty, new lower oil change prices, and rewards. Buy 5 oil changes, get the 6 free. Tire perks include free mounting and balancing, lifetime rotations, and discounted repairs. Ask about their spring maintenance special for just $79.99, plus 24-hour towing.
And we're back. Jeff Hakenin and Nathan Podwell's here in Phillips, Wisconsin, and the Loggers got a playoff. It was a counterplay that went for a loss, probably lost about 5 yards on that one. It's going to bring up a third down. Oh, was that on fourth down?
No, it's fourth.
Fourth coming up. Fourth down coming up.
Fourth and about 11, huh?
Fourth and 11 coming up here now. big guns coming up in Aaron Delasky. And JJ, a team captain here tonight on homecoming. And JJ earned that. He's played hard here. Works hard in practice. And Lager's going to punt this one away. It looks like Vetter. I believe that's who that is back there to punt. He does and just gets it away and punts this one and gets that Athens Blue Jays bounce, but they get it back to the 50-yard line. So, Loggers struggle on that possession right there. We're going to stay right here. We don't get a lot of punts here. Tonight we got a punt. And the Loggers almost converted on that nice pass and catch.
Yeah.
Caden to JJ. And it's going to be first down here for Athens. Coming up, Athens from midfield working from right to left. 11:06 to go here in the second quarter now. 14-6. And from the shotgun, here's Zarnke. Going to be handoff left side and picking up about five. Going to bring up a second and five coming up here from about the 45-yard line, 46-yard line. And see big Dexter Dabbler coming in. Dexter, just a freshman, I believe, right? Going to go play that nose tackle spot. See if he can get a stop here. All right, Lager's got to find a way to stop Athens.
Second and five for the Blue Jays.
There we go. The Lager's going to blitz. And they do Athens, and they get around it. Athens picks up the first down and plus a few. Loggers having trouble stopping them. And first and 10 coming up here from about the 39-yard line. Ooh, and there's an Athens Blue Jay on the ground. That's no good. Not sure who that is. You can see a number.
Looks like a three, yeah.
Number three, 13. That's not their...
No, number two is their...
Is their quarterback?
Yeah.
Number three, is it Ben Winter? Is that who it is, number three? Ben Winter out there, I believe that's who it is. I think he's a freshman. I don't know. Look, I don't even know what he's holding down there. He's sitting on the ground yet, though. And Dexter's a sophomore. Okay. Dexter would be a sophomore. And so he's down on the field here right now. I don't know how long if they're going to get him up or not here. Well, it's a first and 10 here right now. 10:22 to go in the second quarter. It's a 14-6 lead. For the Athens Blue Jays, they got the ball.
And they're on the move.
Yeah, we're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a one-minute timeout.
Get the best seat in the house at Schlangen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Nashville, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectional sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and Up North-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Schlangen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Nashville, Wisconsin.
And welcome back, everybody. Jeff Aiken and Nathan Podwelt here. Coming off of that injury timeout, that was Daxton Detelm. And he was down, but he got off the field. Good to see. Looked like an ankle, maybe something. Not sure, but hopefully he's doing better here. Able to get back in this game. Nonetheless, that it's nothing serious. And it's going to be Athens ball here. 10:22 to go. It's 14-6. Athens coming out of the huddle. Up to the 39-yard line. Still waiting on the Loggers, finding a way to stop them. From the shotgun. And a handoff up the middle it goes. Finding a hole here, getting some momentum. And, geez, another first down, I think, Nate.
Yep.
11-yard run. Athens. With big yards on every single play. And... things are a little different when you pull out Sawyer out of the middle there. He was in on so many tackles. The senior been in this game here for a long time. It's going to be first and 10 here from about the 28-yard line. Loggers could use a turnover here, get back into this. 10 minutes to go here, second quarter. 14-6, Athens leading from the shotgun. It's going to be a counter going right side. Makes a cut, trying to get to the corner, and a nice ankle tackle there I think that was J.J. that wrapped him up. Yeah, nice tackle there by J.J. Yep. after a pickup of a few. Second down, and we'll say second, what, six coming up. .933 and counting. Dexter coming off the field. And you got Callen Chuzzles leading the way up there for the defense here. The homecoming king is Athens from the shotgun. It's going to be a keeper for the quarterback coming this left side. And not fooling anybody, I think that was Ben Vernick making a big play at a big time for the Loggers. And Ben, he's going to give you about five defensive plays in every single game. There was a big solo tackle right there, bringing up a third and seven. Ben wasn't fooled. And Ben always been a solid fundamental tackler and really having another great season on the defensive side. And here we go. Athens, the third and seven. This has been trouble for the Loggers. And looking to pass and throwing this one deep over the top. And Vernick is there and hits it to the ground, bringing up a fourth down. Nice play there from Vernick again. There's two of them in a row from Ben, bringing up fourth down here. Loggers in a position here to get a stop. Easier said than done. 7 yards has been easy for Athens so far in this game. But in a spot, you know they're going to go for it at about the 31-yard line, am I right? No, the 26-yard line.
26.
They're at the 26-yard line. Hard to tell with those spray-painted lines. All right, Athens from the shotgun. It's going to be a keeper. Quarterback again looking to go. He's got some pressure from Dulaski. Gets the playoff. Gets a first down. Loggers can't make the tackle. And a nice play there from Athens. Oh, they had him stopped, unable to do it. And Athens, hey, they're making the play on the ball. Or on the point of attack, making a guy miss. Oh, that was a big one for Athens. Few missed tackles here from the Loggers. 8:18 to go here. Could be the Loggers' ball. It's not. Hey, they still got to stop them. From about the 10-yard line, I think they are, Nate.
Yep.
And it's going to be handoff going left side. Wade Vetter wraps him up, gets the tackle. Big Dexter coming back in.
No gain.
No gain on that one. Maybe a loss of a half a yard. Dulaski comes out. 7:50 to go in this first half and counting. Hoping it cools down a little bit. I was sweating pretty good up here, Nate. We got all the windows open. We can, don't we? All right. 7:36 to go here. Athens steps up to the line of scrimmage from the Loggers 10-yard line. From the shotgun, got it back to his left. Going to keep it. Quarterback going to go right side. Cuts inside. There's a flag, probably an illegal block. A nice tackle, and I think it's going to bring him back a ways. That's a big break there for the Loggers if they can move him back. Yeah, you hope it's not a face mask. Good call there, Mick. We didn't really see what happened. But, yeah, you're right. That's was thrown in a place where that could also be it. We're going to go with a holding, though. We'll see what they say. Going back, I've seen him point that way. Yep, it's going to be back. It's going to be a holding call here. It's going to bring up a holding. It's going to bring him back all the way back to both a 20, past the 20-yard line, almost the 20-and-a-half-yard line. 7:22 to go.
Second and 21.
Yeah, about a second and 21 here now, huh?
We need it.
Yeah, it's what we needed, exactly right. We need to move them back. But, hey, now we got to make a stop. We've had a lot of almosts, Nate.
Yep.
A lot of almosts. We hope this is the one here. Second and 21. Here's Athens. They're not afraid. And looks like they're going to pass the ball again. No, he's moving left side. He's going to make a move and tackled out of bounds at the 15. Pick up, got to be about 5 yards, huh? JJ cleaned it up there at the end. Pressured out there by a few Loggers. So they get up to?
Yeah, about five.
They got about five. It looks like it's going to be about a second and we'll say 15, 14. Second and 15 coming up. Third and 15 coming up. Third and 15. A lot of numbers to know, Nate. A lot of numbers to know. All right, here's Athens up to the line of scrimmage. Third and 14 from the shotgun. Athens, guy in motion, can hand it off right side and cuts back in. J.J. wraps him up, and loggers hold him there. And nice job there from the loggers. Some team tackling. Going to bring up a fourth down and...
Nine.
Fourth and nine, that's something that Athens, unless they're kicking field goals, they're going for it. They got a passing game, Nate. We've seen that. Loggers, hey, we've had enough almost. Let's make it a we got it.
6:20 to go here in the
first half. Yeah, a big play, exactly, with 6 minutes to go here. And an eight-point lead. It's 14-6 for Athens. Loggers need this stop. Fourth and pretty much goal. First down at the half-yard line. They got four receivers spread wide. That told me the quarterback ain't going to go. That's what he does there. Loggers had an eye on it and wrapped him up. Who's got him there? Aaron Dolaski throws him back. Big play from Captain Broken Hand. And it's a turnover on downs that the Loggers desperately needed. 6 minutes to go here, and the Loggers can get back into this ball game before the half.
And the Loggers received the second half kick.
And I think the Loggers, they seen that play, Nate. They were ready for it. I seen the linebackers staying put there. The receivers are split up. We know how the quarterback likes to make it look like it's a pass. As soon as that opening hit it hard, Zarnke, he's an athlete out there. But here's the Loggers here. And that Borgen again, that quarterback. And fumbles that one, picks it back up, and he's tackled.
Oof.
Caden in there right now. And lucky Caden got back on top of it right there, but deep in territory. That was a loss of about 5 yards, we'll say. Loggers got to get out of this one. Coach says, Caden, get back in there. You're our future. Caden comes in, and the boys got confidence in Caden. Caden's a young gun. He's a skilled player, a focused, smart player. You know he can come in and play this position here. From the shotgun again, here's Borgen. Going to hand it off left side. J.J.'s got it. Looking to go. J.J.'s got a guy to beat. Oh, I seen a holding play, but it's J.J. or a flag go. J.J. picking up about 13 yards on that play. What's the flag? Likely a holding or an illegal block is what it usually is. Probably coming back. All right, it's going to be holding on the loggers. I'm pretty sure I see him signaling that. So, ouch. So, that would have brought up a third down and short.
Going to be halfway to the goal. So,
hey, that's all right. Sounds like a 98-yard touchdown run coming up. I'm ready for it, Nate.
Yeah.
Ready for it.
I don't know what they're figuring. There's only 3 yards to the goal, so it's going to be half a yard.
Looks like they're going to be at about, I don't know, where are they putting it, 4-yard line?
4-yard, yeah.
All right, so Loggers backed up deep in their own territory. Borgen, he's got some responsibilities from the shotgun in the end zone, the freshman. And he's going to pass this one, gets it upfield. And Ben Vernick, oh, a nice defensive play. Ben had him beat if they could have got it ahead. A nice play from a throw from Caden Borgen. This kid can throw the ball, guys. You're going to have fun with him in the future. Coach Freecord's been looking for a quarterback that can throw the ball. Going to bring up a third and, 15? Loggers going to need some positive yardage on this play right here. We got J.J. from the shotgun. He's in the end zone. There we go. J.J. And, a fumble on the ground on the handoff in the end zone. No, on the 1 yard line. It is a touchdown. So a bummer play there for the Loggers.
Wow.
Ouch, and that makes it
20-6. On that drive.
Everything went wrong on that drive. He had two fumbles, a couple botched plays. When you're deep in that territory,
when you're pinned by your goal line, it's tough.
Troublesome. And on that, there looked like about 3 counters on that play. I don't know who was supposed to get it. Nonetheless, Athens fell on it in the end zone.
Making it 20-6.
20-6. All right. 4:53 to go here. The game Loggers can get back into. They just need some stops.
And they're going to get last year when we were down there. I think we were down.
Yeah. Athens here for the 2-point conversion. be a big one. And up the middle it goes, and looks like he falls in. No, he doesn't. He's on the ground first. A nice tackle there. I believe Zalaski was at the bottom of that one and keeps him from getting the two-point conversion. Hey, under 5 minutes to go here. It's 20-6. Athens leading the Phillips Loggers. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our communities.
Welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken and Nathan Podowell here in Phillips, Wisconsin at Logger Camp. It's a 20-6 lead for the Athens Blue Jays. Game feels a lot closer than that, Nate, but Loggers need to get on the board here. Athens is going to be kicking off. There's 4:53 to go here in this second quarter. Before halftime here, Athens got a few different styles of pooch kicks. And they're going to try to get this one. They're not going to kick it deep, I don't think. No team really likes to kick it deep.
No.
You don't see too many of that at all. But who knows? Athens, they might try it. Right when they say that,
they
kick it downfield here. And J.J. going to let that one, doesn't go out of bounds here. J.J. trying to make a move here, going, running to the left side. Can he get the corner? Makes a move back. He got a face mask, scrolling down. J.J., right side, the 50, 40, 30. Get that touchdown, boy. Touchdown, Loggers. That's how you get back in the game.
That one I got.
That one we got. That was a lot of fun. What a move right there.
Yeah,
J.J. turning on the Jets. 4:35 to go here.
Went from one side of the field all the way to the other side.
20-12. You got to like that one. Holly Vernick giving me the thumbs up. Got a couple of the moms down there. They say like that one. They know I got on that one. What a run there from my boy, J.J. That's the exciting play of the season here. On homecoming, a lot of people get here, get to see that one. Showcasing his speed. Yeah. Left side, he outran about eight guys going to the right. Once he got it, still had to make that move. There was a face mask right in front of the official. He didn't call. That's all right. But Loggers needed that desperately. Now they need a stop, Nate, coming up here. But this two-point conversion, a big one here. They could close it within six. Here's J.J. And it looks like he's going to try to pass it. Does get it up there. There's a flag. Let's see what that is. Know what happened there. J.J. got hit right when he threw it.
I think he got pass interference.
Have something like that. It was no good.
Oh, nope, it's on the Loggers.
So, two-point conversion, no good. Looked like a penalty on the Loggers. And it's going to be Athens ball here coming up in a little bit. What a play there by J.J. Ooh. That brought some energy onto this field here. And we're going to stay right here. It's homecoming here in Athens, or in Logger Camp here, Athens Blue Jays. Putting on a show here along with the Loggers. J.J. with two touchdowns here in this first half. And Loggers, the key, though, they got to find a way to get a stop. Find a way to get a stop.
Yep.
And easier said than done. They finally were on that last possession, gaining a little bit of confidence. But I think a big part of it, holding their ground. They were getting beat on all these fakes and counters, and they were getting around the corner on that last drive. Some of the backs were holding their ground, letting the play develop, and going and making the play. Couple missed tackles early on. Other than that, it's been a pretty well-played game for the Loggers. You know, other than that last drive, the turnover down there in the end zone.
That's the difference.
That's the difference there right there. But it was equalized by that touchdown. The Loggers kick it upfield about 10 yards. It's hit by a player who falls on Athens lucks out. It hit about two Loggers.
That was all over, wasn't it?
That was a fun kickoff.
That
it was like ping pong at midfield. Anything can happen with a goofy kick. 4:33 to go here at halftime. And Loggers got to find a way to make a stop. Athens going to start out from their own 47-yard line. First and 10 coming up. And the score there, getting the Loggers back into it, really gives them a little bit of confidence in this ball game. Keep your head up. Hey, we really got a shot. We got to buckle down. Goes from this game's getting out of hand to here we are. Down by six. Athens, handoff up the middle, and nice play. Left side, gets the corner. Athens down the sideline, the 20. He's hit out of bounds by Wade Vedder. A game there, a touchdown-saving tackle at the 5. Big run there from Athens.
Exactly what you did not want to happen.
Didn't what we want to happen, but Wade Vedder giving him a chance here. And they're going to be marked out.
That's further back than I thought.
I don't know what that was. He was about 10 yards downfield.
That's
wasn't
what I
he?
Thought.
So, interesting right there. Hey, we'll take it.
Yeah.
It's Athens with the ball at about the 16-yard line.
Yeah.
Here we go. Athens, 16 yards to go to get back up. 2 touchdowns in this game. 4:23 to go, second quarter from under center. Going to be a fake counter on the right side, and he is going to be wrapped up. Oh, my gosh, trugging all the way down to about the 2-yard line. A big run there from Athens. That's number 7,
Blake.
Shaylon Blake. Shaylon Blake is a senior. Big boy, strong kid. He is trucking some players. Aaron Delasky coming out, getting a break on this play.
First and goal.
First and goal coming up from about the 4-yard line, it looks like, Nate.
Yep.
Where they have the football placed. Up to the line of scrimmage they go. From the shotgun. And it's going to be a run up the middle. And, run right back by Dexter on that one. And in for the touchdown. Makes it 26-12, I believe. Yeah, I don't think the scoring's done here tonight, Nate.
No.
I think Athens. Grandpa Haken, it says, run, Forrest, run on JJ's last touchdown. And Athens going to go for 2 here. That's right, one more chance we get at the ball here. 26-12. Athens is going to go 28-12. And right side they go, and into the end zone he goes for the 2-point conversion. It's 28-12. Loggers down by 14-16 now, right, Nate?
Yep.
And with 3:45 to go here, 28-12, we're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
And welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken and Nathan Podwell here in Phillips, Wisconsin at Logger Camp. Hey, you can come down, but there's not a lot of room. It's packed here. Homecoming. And the Loggers, big play after big play. And Athens matching them. And then some. It's 28-12. Athens leading the Loggers. And coming out of that, not sure. Looks like they called a quick little timeout or something. Again, I don't know. They called a timeout out of the timeouts. Not sure what they did here. But anyways, we're back here, and it's going to be the Loggers' turn with the ball. Athens, they're going to be kicking off to the Loggers with 3:45 to go here. Looks like they called a timeout on the field. Trying to use them up a little bit, maybe get a little bit of energy for our guys. Some of these guys playing both ways. And JJ's out there again at the running back, you know. Hey, I dare you, kick it to him again. JJ turned on the burners. He said, I'm the fastest kid on this field tonight. Let's see it. They're going to pooch kick it up the middle, a little bit softer. Loggers got to be ready with their hands, team. And Athens kicking from right to left. 3:45 to go. Athens up by 16. 3:45 to go in this first half. Athens is set to kick off here. Loggers hands team is up. They got to get to the 50-yard line. And they do. They get this one deep again, and J.J. going to get it again. J.J.'s looking to go left side, trying to get around that corner, and they wrap him up on this one. He's going to be taken down at the 30-yard line. And it's going to be Loggers football coming in here.
3:37 to go here in the first half.
First and 10 coming up from the 35. Is that where we're at, Nate? No, about the 31-yard line.
30,
that's what
yeah.
we said. So at halftime, a lot going on. And, hey, I think Big G's going to come up here. He's got some things to talk about. Big G, he's here somewhere. I bet he's watching this game. Probably listening in, waiting for his cue.
In his car.
His name's Big G. I think we're going to know who he is when he comes in the store. All right, J.J. with the spin. They're going to give it to Wade, left side, looking for a blocker. Late. Shands a tackle. Wade Vedder's got one guy to beat. Makes the move. And the guy gets him, but not for Wade. Makes it down to the 25-yard line. Wade Vedder, the sensational sophomore, patiently followed his blocks. And that counter play is so effective. The defense doesn't know who has it or who they should be tackling. And the Logger's going to hurry up to the line of scrimmage here. 3:25 to go here. Here's J.J. from the shotgun. I think he's got Delasky to his left. J.J. gets it. He's following him left side. Cuts back inside. J.J. with a nice cut to the corner in the end zone. Third touchdown of the game. That'll boy,
wow.
J.J. Get in there, young man. Staying in this ball game. It's 28-18 now. Three touchdowns for J.J. Now we need the two-point conversion. What a show for the senior in his first year. And his little sister, she's got her sign up in his jersey on. There we go, Loggers. 3:11 to go. Loggers staying in it. They got to get a stop. That's
yep.
the key, Nate. We got to get a stop.
Yep.
And with that turnover on the fumble, in the end zone.
Yeah, that's
a big difference there, right there. Otherwise, it's a fun game to watch. Other than we wish we could tackle
right.
a little better.
You get one stop.
Yeah, here we go. J.J. going to keep it left side. He goes, tries to get to the corner, cuts back in, and he gets two-point conversion. Good for J.J. It's 28-20. Hey, it's a one-score ball
yep.
game, Nate. 3:11 to go. That's plenty of time for Athens to score.
Yeah.
Loggers got to find a way to stop them, get back into this game. They'll be getting the kickoff. In the second half,
yep.
I believe.
The Loggers will, yeah.
The Loggers will. And we're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media for a 30-second timeout.
Attention deer hunters. Bader Sports Center in Phillips is your go-to shop for everything you need to bring that buck in this fall. They've got products from Wildlife Research that will help eliminate human scent from your clothing and your equipment, including laundry detergents, dryer sheets, soaps, deodorants, shampoos, and even field wipes. Get that big buck in just a little closer with lures and scents from Black Widow, Hodag Lures, and Wildlife Research. A successful hunt begins with a stop at Bader Sports Center on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken and Nathan Podwell here at Logger Camp. We might be on there. We might not. I'm pretty sure we are. Nathan.
I think we are.
And the Loggers are set to kick off to Athens off of the touchdown from the Loggers. Athens, they've been able to score on every drive here, except for the one turnover. The Loggers, they need to stop them to stay within a touchdown going into halftime. And the Loggers with a little squib kick, and there's a penalty on the flag. Must have been like an illegal motion or offside from the Loggers. So with good field position, I think they could decline this play as well. They're going to get it at midfield. I don't know if you'd want to take the chance on doing it again and not getting the pooch.
They're going to take it, it looks like.
So they're going to take the penalty, or the re-kick. Is that what they're doing, Mick? Okay, so they're going to do the re-kick, which, hey, great moment for the Loggers to get the onside kick here. It doesn't happen a lot, but it does happen. Kenny Drexler, he's going to kick off. They've been switching it up with him and Caden. Kenny comes a squib kick, and this one goes right to Athens. They fall on it this time. Athens, they're going to start out at the 45-yard line. Athens going to have it first and 10 in Logger territory. 45 yards to go. Logger's got 3 minutes, 11 seconds. Try to hold them. Big play, big play, big play.
It's plenty of time for Athens to score.
Absolutely. You know they're not worried. Athens. Up to the line of scrimmage they go, working from right to left into that east end zone here. From the shotgun is Zarnke going to hand it off the middle. Looks like he's clogged up, and it's Wade Vetter again. Wade Vetter. It's been a big boy game. No, that's Ben Vernig. Ben Vernig, another big tackle. That was Ben. We've heard Ben's name a lot here, making some big-time tackles. That one was for a loss. He had the big pass defense over there. A big third-down tackle. Third-down tackle after third-down tackle. 2:40 to go and counting. 28-20, Athens leading. Athens with the ball. The 45-yard line, second down. And it's going to be quarterback keeper right side. And trying to get the corner. J.J. wraps him up. J.J. gets in there. Makes it a gain of about a yard. Big tackle. Wide open. On an island in the corner. And that was the key. That was